didn't he have, there was a movie about him going back to college, you know, because I dropped out from Cal State LA. I don't know if I could drop back in.
We love you, and we love you, Umberto, baby, be quiet.
Sorry you dropped out. That's a bad place for us to be turning.
Whoa.
You're so loud, dude.
I'm gonna
make you less sensitive on the mic.
Have you noticed, have you heard the podcast we've done? I'm always louder than you.
Is that true?
I come up a little bit fuller than you do.
Oh, you actually rest your chin on the balls of the mic.
As my people do. As my people are known to do.
As is customary in your tradition.
In my tribe.
Far be it for me to presume otherwise. I come from much more distant people.
Oh, distant?
Yeah.
As in location or as in
emotion? We like to blow gently on the balls of the microphone.
You're also emotionally distant people.
I don't like to talk about it.
See?
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Meow. See if you remembered that.
I had forgotten it. It felt good. Now I'm back. Yeah. If anybody wants to instant message us, we'll sign on in a second. And it's Kill Radio on. Station. Kill Radio Station, one word, is our...
What's your name?
Our handle.
Dude, what's your name?
I'm John.
Hey, John, I'm Mark. Nice to meet you.
I'm John. Oh, we already stopped that. This is John.
I like those jeans you're wearing, John.
Thanks. I've been wearing them every day for the past month.
I thought this was the studio the carpet that hasn't been vacuumed.
Seriously,
in a while.
I didn't even put them on today. I just kind of like jumped into them because they were already standing.
I was almost gonna wear pants exactly like that, but I actually smelled them before I put them on. I said, no, I can't wear these.
Oh, is that a habit of yours? Do you smell your pants before you put them on?
Socks too.
Really? Seriously?
I rewear socks.
Yeah. Do you smell them before you put them on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good to know.
Now, if it was someone else's, that's the whole mental thing.
You wouldn't put them on or you wouldn't smell them first?
I wouldn't smell them first.
I see.
Anyone else's socks, anyways, is kind of weird. Even if they're just
weird,
fresh
like
out of the dryer.
Socks from someone.
Dude,
can I borrow your socks? Mm.
It's like underwear. It's like really weird personal.
Speaking of
personal. Unless it's lady underwear or lady socks.
You don't do that.
No,
that's not
there's so many ways I should be excommunicated from my people. there's so many things I'm not into.
But is that really?
But I've totally gone into lip gloss.
No, but okay, tell me seriously.
What?
In the gay community, is it as popular as television makes it out to be for gay men to wear women's clothing? I mean, what are we talking
about? Straight men wear women's clothing.
No, that's true. No, but you mentioned because that's one.
You mean the drag thing?
That you don't wear women's clothes
no,
and that
if
doesn't
I could
represent
be,
you well.
If I could, it's not that it represents me or not, but if I could be a catty gay, if you will, not a Cadillac, but one that is catty.
I'm just wondering about percentages.
It's the ugly gays that end up in that clown drag shit.
Oh, shit.
I mean, excuse my language.
You just said it on the air, dude.
But it's true. You go to West Hollywood, it's the ugly ones that they want to be, you know, they want to be special. They want to, because it's our whole society. It's not just gay society, but it's all society. So much about looks. How can they stand out in, quote unquote, the food chain, you know, or in the market, if you will? And so they go that route.
So it's kind of like music then. So it's, you know, it's sort of, it's always trying to get the look to get people to watch to make up for the fact that the music is
good. All the same thing. It's just different subculture.
Well, if anybody wants to come up with a soundbite for us, because this all started because you meowed at the beginning.
Oh, really?
Of the show.
I was wondering how we got
into
this.
That's where I was going with this.
We're coming in really hot, by the way.
And, okay, yeah, we need something. So somebody instant message us some sort of soundbite. So we can say, you're listening to Hear Hear.
Meow.
Yeah.
No, but it's something like
something that.
We have to be like, Hear.
As long as it's ghost or animal related.
Super FAM Estrella. Los Éxitos Populares.
So Hear Hear is Kill Radio's all submission show. We have tons of submissions. We should probably shut up because we have a lot to play today. Since we started at myspace.com/hear_hear. I don't know if you've been here when the mail comes, but I was here the other day. The mail lady came and she had a stack of
poor woman.
Of
she has
CD
to go
submissions.
Up two flights of stairs. Yeah,
it was awful. I mean, you take
she
MP3s.
She loves that I accept MP3s. She doesn't know what MP3s are, but she loves that. She goes, I don't have to bring them, right?
Right.
Got it.
Right, exactly. I think I heard her sprain an ankle on the way up the stairs. And
she
I was
got
like, yes, the show is doing so well.
On Friday when I was doing my show, you know, I do a show on Friday. She had, stopped halfway up. I don't know if she got tired. And she was eating lunch on one of the steps, just sitting down with her back. It was out of, a styrofoam, you know, those styrofoam to-go boxes, eating out of it. I'm like, hi.
Bon appétit. She probably doesn't get a decent lunch break.
Or a safe place to eat in this neighborhood.
I'm going to play a CD. What do you think of that?
You're starting.
Oh, is that a problem for you?
No, you can start, John. It's fine.
Good. I just assumed I should start because I'm better than you. I don't. Is that a problem?
At what?
At just whatever. Just generally speaking.
No, that isn't true. You know that's not true.
I know.
What are you better at? Name one thing you're better at me at, and then
just,
you can go.
My mother told me that, and I've just been running with
this
it.
This isn't turning into chosen people bullshit, is it?
God damn. No, it's not.
You
it's
Jewy not. People, no, no, the no. chosen
it's
kids.
Not, it's not about that. It's not a Jew thing. It's not. Actually, I'm not even any good at that.
Nor am I good at being gay, obviously.
No, you're awful. This is a band called The Grown Up Noise. It was sent in by Adam Sankowski from Boston, and I'm looking forward to playing this. He sent us a really nice note saying that they really admire our efforts, as well as the fact that they support Kill Radio, or at least ending bad radio. So hopefully they can contribute to that movement with the next couple songs I'm going to play. The name is the... What? That wasn't a joke. That was
no, but it's like that there's a thought process. Not only do they want to play it, they want to be part of the process of ending bad radio.
Yeah.
And that's what these two songs are going to do.
Any solid musician should. Check them out, thegrownupnoise.com, as well as myspace.com. Would you believe it? The Grown Up Noise. And this is what they sound like. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
The sun beats down, I stare at the ground. You lift up my chin, but my depression sets in. My memory burns away with the sun. I close my eyes into the shadows all around. So cold on without me, I'm falling.
Let's burn the telephone. Keep them guessing till Monday. It's time we look at the reason for fighting. I'm all shook up with the wind.
You're here.
Yay.
That was awesome.
That was great.
The Smiths are alive. They're back. And they're kicking ass. That's yes. The grown-up noise. I really like that. It's a great way to start the day.
Have you ever run into Morrissey at Cat and Fiddle? He's like there all the time.
Although I did see Morrissey walking down the street in Larchmont Village.
I think it's just the oddest thing in the world that he ended up in L.A. of all places, because it just seems like the anti-Morrissey town.
Everybody ends up in L.A.
I know. Of all places. It's weird.
Everybody ends up in L.A. So... great, that's the Grown Up Noise, thegrownupnoise.com, yeah. myspace.com/thegrownupnoise, sonicbiz.com/thegrownupnoise. Yeah, I'm going to read a little thing here for them, because I really like that. What does it sound like? This is from their press one sheet that they sent us. By the way, when you submit, totally encourage you to send stuff like that.
I'm so glad I don't get those with MP3s, because I think even the most well-meaning ones, they sound tedious. Thank you. That's the meanest thing I've ever said.
You're bored already, aren't you?
No, I'm reading email.
You're reading email.
I feel the need to tune you out right now, John.
Have you noticed that our mixer is leaning to the left?
Oh, I do that too.
No, I mean
vocally,
not like it's Passover. Weird. All right, anyway. So what does it sound like? From the Beatles' vision of song structure to the Velvet Underground's blind intensity, with a true love for song, the Grown Up Noise delivers melody and lyrics while conducting subtle experiments on groove and arrangement. And through musicianship, although musicianship is abundant, it never strays into the vein, but remains poignant to the song. Melodic bass lines combined with dangerous yet merciful drumming, lifting the delicate vocals, somewhat reminiscent of the iconic Yo La Tengo. Poetic, down-to-earth lyrics complete this original sound. The result, pop music, Hold the Cheese. I just read that whole thing because I wanted to read Hold the Cheese. I think that's
I did
great.
See the Hold the Cheese part. And I don't know.
It made it worth it.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the Grown Up Noise. You're listening to Hear Hear Kill Radio's and the world's only all-submission show. You send it. We play it.
Yes.
We are John and Mark.
Well, there are other submission shows out there. My friend Beale was telling me about one, I think on KPFK, but it sounds like he's making...
Oh, yeah, why don't you give them more details?
Well,
tell them how to submit
but it
to
sounds
another
like,
show.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it sounds like the difference is they have quality control. We're willing to open up the floodgates of all three of the Kill Radio streams for our listeners, for these bands who submit.
And you know what's amazing is we don't even need quality control because we've noticed over that the last several weeks that by and large most of the music is quite good.
Yeah, and that also have to assume that we were of quality in the first place. See, yes. In order to have quality control, you have
to be so much hotter. You have all your treble and crap up.
I did that on purpose when you turned away. Totally switched my side.
Is it Monday?
Yeah. God.
Is that why I'm here? Awesome.
Yes. Are you ready for me?
I am more than ready.
All right. This is a band out of Baltimore, Maryland called KG House.
Represent. I'm from Baltimore.
Represent.
Like I can say that. I'm from Sparks. I'm from a half an hour north of Baltimore.
Sparks?
I grew up on
a
farm.
That's the name of a city or like?
It's like a township.
With an
it's
X?
It's got like a town hall. No, not with an X. It's not like a...
Triple X?
It's not like the mayor.
Is it like a girl
it's
band?
It's a porn star. It's the... Sparks. You know, it's a small town in northern Maryland.
Sounds lovely.
But not far from Baltimore. So let's hear what they sent us.
Okay.
What's it?
The song called There is a Big Door. Their MySpace page is myspace.com. KG House. That's CAGEY House. KG House. Spelling is so important, I think, in the internet. I think that's what's so great about it. Ironically.
It's more important than what you wear, that's for sure.
Yes. And spelling is not important with text messaging. But with the internet,
it's
you have to spell
But even
precisely.
If you spell things wrong in text messaging, though, you have to spell them wrong correctly.
Yeah. God, I hate 20-year-olds for that reason. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, I hit the wrong one.
ain't stopping. No, the papa ain't stopping here. His movements are taking everyone, are taking everybody near. Because he's dancing and prancing and feeling the beat, he's gonna trip this party up. Yeah, he's dancing and prancing and sexing it up. He's gonna leave them all sipped up. Yeah, and again, I know. Oh,
Here on killradio.org.
I keep wanting to go meow, but I'm holding
back. I think you need to stop with the meow.
That's why I'm stopping.
We lose one listener for every meow, so we just lost.
So we have two remaining.
Not true. If you must know, right now we are streaming on 64K, about 112 listeners.
Oh, let me check that. Oh, wait, you're right.
And then on 32K, almost 400 listeners. Because everybody wants to listen to Hear Hear because they want to know if they're going to get played.
Right.
Plus, they get to hear great music. So far, it's been great this morning.
And yes.
Oh, God, the first band that I don't say is great is going to think I hate them.
Yeah, we have to say it every time.
Oh, no.
I'm coming really loud now.
Now what have I done?
And on the 16 KPS, all our European listeners, I think we have half of the European Union listening right now.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, and all your friends.
Yeah. No, but I am convinced that Dave isn't in Europe. That Dave is actually just floating in space in a bubble, and he transmits beams, like, telepathically, and then he also downloads music that way.
Supposedly there's aliens among us. They just look just like us, so he could be one of them.
My theory is aliens are here, but we can't see them. They operate on a completely different level of physics we couldn't possibly understand. Mm. Why would we be able to see them?
Yeah. That's what I said.
And they vote.
Now that's
they invented the Diebold machines. It's true. You could look it up. It's on the intranet. Who were we just listening to? That was awesome.
Yeah, that was French Horn Rebellion out of Chicago. That was a song called Dance, I believe. Their website is frenchhornrebellion.com. And then again, before that was KG House, Baltimore. Out of Baltimore, myspace.com/KGHouse, C-A-G-E-Y, house.
That was also very cool.
Yes.
I bet what I'm about to play is very cool, too.
Of course.
Let's find out. It's Drayton Michaels. The name of the album is Low Stress in the Deep End. This is his debut CD. Apparently, it encapsulates his skills as a vocalist, composer, lyricist, and guitarist with many good musicians helping him out. So let's check it out.
Let's.
This track is Thievery. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
to play with me now, now that you have seen my dark side, shall we dance a dance, a slow dance around your pride and through my dark side, I will not succumb. Dark side. I used to think I was cursed, but what I like best is my dark side. Oh no, no, I will not suck that easy. Believe me. Maybe you'll be caught now. Somebody's chin. Don't worry about
Here, here.
On killradio.org. That was Drayton Michaels. You can go to Drayton, D-R-A-Y-T-O-N, Michaels.com and get more information on him. He's got a picture on this one sheet of him in a New York City subway station. And that, by the way, is the official coolest place to get a picture taken if you're a musician. I love it.
I notice a lot of people getting their picture taken in the L.A. subway station, too.
I guess any subway station will do.
Because it just exudes urban.
It exudes.
I'm
exactly.
An urban artist.
I'm in the urban jungle.
I think they should get their picture in front of Savon's in a strip mall in Pacoima. That's where I get my band's picture taken.
So you can say that you're suburban?
Yeah, in a really kind of weird way, because Pacoima.
Hey.
Have you ever been to Pacoima?
No.
Very dry out there.
It's a good conversation.
Third world
though.
Country. Stopper? Did you say stopper? I thought you said stopper. Seriously.
Yeah, I did.
It is.
Yeah.
Anyway. So let's stop for
hey,
a moment.
I wanted to ask you if do you ever remember a movie being really good from when you were a kid, so you go and you rent it and then you see it and you realize that it's really not very good?
Yeah, it just happened to me.
Tell me your experience.
Well, it's
so
weird. This is a movie that I have actually loved. It's my favorite Woody Allen movie, and I watched it, and I've been watching it every year, and then for some reason it just hit me.
All
this
of a sudden you just realized it wasn't actually very
self-absorbed,
good.
Self-absorbed.
Redundant.
Yeah, it has some great funny moments, but overall I'm like,
what was it?
Stardust Memories. Do you know that one?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I love it. It's some funny parts, but it just hit me. It's like, God, this is, he's really into himself. He's constantly surrounding himself by these hot chicks that wouldn't be into him in the normal, you know, scheme of things. And
right.
And just,
but
like,
that's the theme of almost every one of his movies.
Right. Did you see Celebrity, by the way?
No.
It's really funny. There's two lines in that movie that I wanted the movie to stop because I was laughing so hard.
That is funny.
That I wanted the movie to stop so I could catch up. Two awesome lines in it. And then once what's her name shows up, the criminal, the one who steals things from department stores on Rodeo Drive, Winona Ryder. Yeah, when she shows up, the movie's ruined.
Mm.
Also, Kenneth Branagh being Woody Allen's really kind of tedious after a while.
It's kind of disturbing.
Yeah, on so many levels.
No wonder I voted that movie.
But there's some funny stuff. The first 60% of the movie is, like, really awesome. What are we going to share?
Well,
what movie?
Maybe 2 months ago, I rented Poltergeist, the original Poltergeist,
yeah.
And it stood up. I thought, you know,
yeah.
This is a good movie. Craig T. Nelson, Joe Beth Williams,
yeah.
You know, and it was exciting. And, you know, the special effects weren't as cool as I remembered when I was five, but they were still cool. So then I go and I add to Netflix the double feature Poltergeist 2 and 3.
Oh, no. Poltergeist
and,
3 is...
I remember Poltergeist 2 being pretty good when I was... It was 86, so I guess I would have been 9. I remember Poltergeist 2 being
cool
because...
You were not 9 in 86.
I was born in 77.
I was graduating from high school in 86.
All right. Well, that's another conversation.
No,
so
it's not.
Do you remember the scene? And I just remember distinctly the scene where Craig T. Nelson in Poltergeist 2 throws up this, like, he swallows the worm from his tequila bottle,
mm-hmm.
and then he vomits up this, like, giant monster that, like, winks at him and, like, scurries off.
Right.
And it was very, very Hellraiser resurrection kind of thing. And, uh-huh. and I remember that being super cool. But that was the only good thing in the movie. Actually, the whole Poltergeist 2 is like a really kind of racist stereotype movie about Native Americans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I didn't even remember that, you know, theme in it.
I guess I haven't seen Poltergeist 2.
And then number 3 was just a piece of crap. I mean,
oh,
it was
my
just,
God.
Like, ridiculous.
It's her.
It had Lara Flynn Boyle in it. And yeah, Tom Skerritt.
And her with the little girl with the mask on.
Yeah.
And you can see she's starting to have that look because of that weird digestive problem that she had that killed her.
Oh, yeah.
The blonde
which
girl.
Which is sad.
Yeah. Do you want to...
Well, thanks for taking what was a mildly interesting story and turning it sad by talking about a dead little girl.
Her and the girl who played her sister are both buried in the same cemetery in Westwood.
Oh, God. What's wrong with you, man?
I go there and I light candles. And burn sage.
I thought you said you like handles. And I couldn't figure out what the hell you were talking about.
Oh, you don't know what that term means?
Liking handles?
It's a gay term, but I know it's used
It's a gay term.
I know it's used in the Jew community. It's one of those weird crossovers that we have, that we share.
Oy vey.
One of the few areas where our Venn diagrams overlap.
We do like ourselves, don't we? You're listening
yes.
to Hear Hear on killradio.org. It's
Thank
an all-submission
God.
Show.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody, for sending in all these CDs and all
yeah.
these wonderful MP3s. Check
yes.
out myspace.com/hear_hear. That's HEAR_HERE.
I always have to think when I think about our MySpace page, which one comes first.
Right. But now you know.
I'll have to think again later.
And we have tons more music
yeah,
to play.
Yeah, let's go to it.
And so let's do it. Oh, and then I want to bitch about the guy who wanted us to download his music.
Do you want to do that now?
No. Let's
Afterwards.
Play some music and we'll come back.
So when we come back, there's going to be some bitching.
Some serious bitching.
We come back, there's going to be some bitching by John as opposed to Mark all the time bitching. All right, this
bitch,
is a
bitch,
band
bitch,
called
bitch,
Dionysus
bitch.
Out of Redlands, which I think is burning hot out of Redlands. Inland Empire in the house.
Oh, they sent us a message. I remember their...
The song is called The Overwhelming Shine. Their MySpace page is myspace.com. Dionysus Music. That's D-O, as in D-O. D-I-O-N-Y-S-O-S Music. All one word.
As in Nisus. What are you talking about?
What?
Huh?
D-O as in... I can't remember his name. What's the name of that heavy metal... You won't know. You're 9, but... that what was that artist's name? Ralph James Dio?
Heavy metal's not my thing.
God. Well, my brother. Anyway, this is The Overwhelming Shine. You're listening here on killradio.org.
Org. They're here. And so are we.
Mommy. Where are you, Mommy? I can't see you.
Wow, you do that really well.
We used to do it in high school. We would just say that to each other.
Oh, yeah?
We just, I was like, Mommy.
Oh, because you were in high school, right?
I can't see you, Mommy. Where are you?
Where are you?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
DJ Air, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's
who hired
okay,
me?
Is there, okay. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
That was
and the answer is nobody hired you.
That was a band called You Me and Iowa out of Los Angeles, California.
Angeles.
Song called Runways and Freeways. MySpace.com/YouMeAndIowa. All that's spelled out, all one word. You Me and Iowa. And then again, before that was
Dionysus. Except for the and. And isn't.
And spelled out.
Never mind. My bad.
Why don't you stay to
no,
your
I was just
CDs
looking at where
and
you
I'll
have the name of the band and.
John,
I don't want to fight.
I
don't want to fight.
Again, you don't want to fight.
No.
See, you don't want to fight because you know I'm winning. See, you know I'm going to a place where I'm winning, and that's when you say I don't want to fight.
There's no reason to use harsh words. So
if I was
shut
losing,
the fuck up.
If
shut
I
the
was
fuck up
losing
now.
The fight the right now, you'd be like, "Oh, let's continue this, Mark."
You know,
we're
had a great
this.
Conversation off air during the song about brains and evolution.
Oh,
and,
we did.
And the history of God, and we got it all out of our system.
And
now
reverted
all
to war.
All we're doing is bitching.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of bitching.
Oh, right. I totally forgot.
Now, I forgot, too.
Here's the deal, folks. And Mark and I actually agree
and
on
what's
something.
What's so awesome about this is I've lived this problem for a while. And then now I so love that you know about it.
Oh, really?
I've had this problem where, and I remember saying one time, like, God, you're kind of a tool about that. What's
well,
the deal?
Well, here's the thing. Like, this is a submission show. People send us music. They put in the effort to burn a CD and to put it in a package and to mail it, or to upload an MP3 and send it to Mark, and that's really all we ask. And that we receive it and then we play it and that's it. And that's
no
the,
questions
the glory
asked.
Of here.
No questions asked.
So in conversation with someone, a very polite, friendly conversation on MySpace.
And this
MySpace,
happens about 5% of the time.
And this has happened to
oh,
you
yeah.
as well. This is the first thing that happened to me. Someone expressed an interest in using our free service. And
that we pay for.
And we do, actually. We pay to belong to Kill Radio. It's true.
We're volunteers that pay to be here.
And then said, okay, yeah, well, I'd like to have my stuff on there. And here's a link to my website. And you can download this song and you can download that song. And
at first, that
at
sounds
first
fine.
It's sort of on the edge because it's an implication that they're doing me a favor somehow.
Right.
But it's still within the normal boundaries of, you know, of discussion. So I send a message back saying, you know, we have a policy of not going to people's websites to download their music, but to have them sent to us because it's a submission show. And it's just easier for us to handle it that way. So he sends me a message back saying, oh, I get it. You solicit my music from my website, but then refuse to obtain it that way. That makes sense. And then he puts in parentheses, like we're living in 1989.
Uh-huh.
Not. Capital letters. Do you remember like around after Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, everybody was saying not like all the time. But
you know,
then they stopped.
You know who were it was people who weren't funny were saying it.
And by like 98, everyone had stopped.
There were some people who still said it. I remember some people who still said it. There
not.
Was this temp agency. All right. Dave from France writes, you do pay for it. Give him hell.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave, in your satellite above in space.
In the brain in the jar that floats above France and beams us messages.
Go ahead, continue.
So that was, I found that to be a little impolite, and so sent a message back saying, you know, well, none of our other submitters seem to have a problem with submitting music, and, you know, I don't know why. I guess my new theory is that maybe it was kind of an older guy and he didn't understand how MySpace works. So he figured since it was a friend request that I was actually
soliciting him. Yeah.
But I don't think of the word solicit without, you know, prostitution and, you know, it's like
selling the LA Times over the phone
or what you do. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. It just seemed like such a broad assumption that I should stop sifting through hundreds of submissions. And we're getting tons, and it's awesome, and we love
it. No, we've hit.
But I should stop. I should go to this one guy's website, find his song, and download it and save it, then send it to you so that you have it on your iPod to put on your laptop and so on and so forth.
Right.
But no.
So let's talk about our submission policy real quick. And it's not really a policy. It's just... it's the way we've kind of made it so it works best for everybody.
Right. You send
for
it.
For everybody. Not
it?
For just for one side or our side.
That's it.
So, like, I use a website called YouSendIt.com. It allows you to freely send MP3s, You don't have to load up your send folder with these attached files of MP3s in them, nor does it bog down my inbox with MP3s, although people still end up doing it that way, and I kind of go, okay, whatever.
Oh, people just send you MP3s directly?
Yes, and that's a small percentage of people, too. But it's, you know, not that big of a deal. But overall,
but
I prefer...
still, that's like sending a CD to my house.
don't
do that.
And then we, you know, there's certain information we love included because we want to be able to, if anyone likes what they hear, to be able to put them, point them in a direction, whether it be your website or your MySpace page.
And all this information is available on our MySpace page.
Yeah, myspace.com/here_here. HEAR_HERE.
See, you said it without thinking about it.
I had to think for a brief moment. I can think and talk at the same time, unlike you.
Oh. Do you have any gum?
Every time you say, do I have any gum, it usually means that I have bad breath.
No, I was just saying, I just wanted to do it to see if I could do a radio show and chew gum at the same time.
Oh.
Because you were saying that I couldn't.
Oh.
Moving on.
You could do that.
That I could accomplish.
If I had gum.
Oh, okay.
So, and then, so what's great is then I get the submission and I create the playlist and I download it and then it's easy for everybody. Mm-hmm. Also, then we also know, instead of trying to figure out what you want us to play, we have what you want us to play.
Yes.
When you submit. So that works out great,
too.
Yeah,
and because you take, usually people send you one or two tracks.
Generally,
right?
Sometimes four, and then I...
Well, and then you pick the ones that you want.
Yeah.
That's cool. So yeah, I mean, I love getting the whole CD. You can send it to 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Kill Radio, Attention Here Here, of course. And that's in Los Angeles, 90004.
And put John's name on it, too.
You can. You don't have to. As long as it says Here Here.
Yeah.
But... But yeah, and then it's cool because I get to open packages, which I enjoy, and I get to see all the cool cover art and the one sheets and all that stuff. And I get to now actually, I do recommend you suggest a track because otherwise, I'll just pick a random track and maybe it's the one that you feel doesn't represent you best. That's up to you. You send it and we play it. And anything outside of that, you know, is self-explanatory. And if not self-explanatory, it's there on myspace.com/here. We're actually very laid-back people.
We're getting really cunty right now, and I don't mean to, but it is a funny story at the same time.
Are you using that word because they're Europeans listening?
Cunty?
Yeah.
No, I use cunty. We say cunty all the time.
Seriously?
I introduced it, of course.
Wow.
This woman,
in
the LA Times cafeteria called me a cunt really loud, and the people at cash register turned around and looked at us horrified. Of course, they were educated white women. And so like, oh God, she said cunt really loud. I'm horrified. Anyway.
And and if you'd like to direct us to the FCC, go right the fuck ahead. So let's go on to some more music. This is a band called Hour of the Shipwreck. Quite ominous. Excited to play this. Okay, here you go. You're listening to Here Here on killradio.org. Hour of the Shipwreck. hourofthishipwreck.com.
Out of sight, my
Who is that? That was good.
That is Hour of the Shipwreck.
Nice.
And you can go to the website, www.houroftheshipwreck.com. That song is actually longer, but we're running behind, and we want to make sure we get everybody that we had planned to play played. It was a good song. I like that music. So we'll keep them in the library, and we'll definitely recycle them, be playing them again. Thank you for your submission, Hour of the Shipwreck.
Thank you.
We are going to switch off the archiver so that we can post this into two easily downloadable hours of entertainment. So hold your breath.